He's got the toys. He's got showmanship. And he's got sex appeal. Ladies and gentlemen, from the great Southwest, here's the guru of gadgets, the dapper and dashing Don Bain, the Gadget Professor.
Gadget Professor.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. My name is Don Bain, and of course, I am the Gadget Professor. We are definitely coming at you live from our finally Scottsdale, Arizona studio. Welcome, everyone. We are on show number 436. Well, it is definitely good to be back in the studio. As many of you have known or may not have known, is I was on an extended tour doing some photography in Europe for about 40 some days. So by the time we got finished with everything, I was gone for not quite, but pretty close to 2 months. That's the longest time I've been away on record, I think. But it was a lot of fun. A lot of work, and if you follow me on Twitter, which would be at Gadget Professor, you probably saw a lot of photos and some videos that I shot, and I'm going to do a whole program on that at some point in time. Also, if you follow me on Facebook, the Gadget Professor, I did post a lot of photographs and some interesting videos on that Facebook page. I think what I'm going to do is at the end of the next several episodes, I am going to run maybe a minute of video of some place that I was in Europe. I think you may find that interesting. I know I'm looking over some of the footage now, and I got some pretty cool things. Okay, in any event, you can email me 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. That's thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. Now, if you were receiving the show, and I hope you were, obviously you can get it on thegadgetprofessor.com, or you can subscribe to iTunes. But as I understand it, there were some issues with some of the shows that I published. If you see something that's not right, the sound or the video, please email me, and I will be able to correct it. Now, when I was in Europe, there were many, many places where I had a horrible, horrible internet connection, so I couldn't monitor my shows as well as I would have liked to. But in any event, if you'd ever notice something not looking quite right, let me know so I can fix that. So thank you very much for that. Okay, so let's get into the show of the day, if you will. And what we've chosen today is a real cool gadget. Now, if you've watched the Gadget Professor, you know that I love these portable outlets with USB ports on them. And I've covered, I think, two so far in the last year, but they're usually about 8 inches to 12 inches long by about 6 inches wide. So they look like that, almost maybe half the size of a standard keyboard. So they're portable, and they are very nice, but I happened to spot this. And well, let's take a look at this on camera three. Here we go. There we are. So this is what it is. It's made by a company called Anker, and they make a lot of products. And I like this because it's roughly the size of a tennis ball, and it has a 6-foot-ish power cord on the back, which is grounded. Now, what's very nice about this, on one side you have 3 USB ports and an on and off switch. This will charge pretty much 3 phones or a tablet and a phone or whatever apparatus you have. This will give it a full charge, and it's a rapid charger. So this is smart. It knows exactly how much power is required by each one of your devices, and it will supply that power. When it's charged, it will shut off. This also has overload protection on it, so if it gets hot or is overloaded in any way, shape, or form, it will shut off, which is very, very nice. It's made of fire-retardant plastic, which is a good thing, and it's rated, I believe, at 1,250 amps, so you don't want to put 3 hair dryers on this, up to 1,250 watts, not amps, excuse me. So if you look on one side, you will see that there is an outlet there. If you look on the other side, there is an outlet there. And if you tip this back, there is an outlet there. Now, what's nice is you have three outlets, and they're fairly, they're actually spaced quite far apart. So if you have any of those clunky, bumpy, junky, wide power packs, this will fit in to this device with absolutely no problem. So you get three outlets and obviously three nice USB charging cords. Now, if we check back on the website here, what's nice about this, as I mentioned, it has the Power IQ, Anker's world-famous smart charging technology that detects connected devices and adjusts the voltage output to deliver tailor-suited high-speed charge. So I like that. It is very portable, as you can see, and you know, you may even want two of these. So you have six outlets, and this is still smaller than the larger ones. Now, cost-wise, very, very affordable. $26, free shipping on Prime. And I got to tell you, it's well worth it. At least for me, it was very convenient, very light. And you can almost put this in your coat pocket, and away you go. So if you're going on a cruise, we're going to Europe. All you need to do is bring your European extenders, if you will, the outlet extenders, and this will plug right into it. So very nice, very cheap, very portable device. I like it a lot. Okay, right now, I am going to go into the apps of the day. Now, this next app is positively a killer app. This app, you must install on your phone and your kids' phones and all your relatives' phone. It's totally free. It's available both on the Android operating system, and it's available, obviously, on the iPad, so or iPhone devices. So here it is. It's called You're Safe. No wonder no one can spell it. It's You Are Safe. This is a relatively new app. I love this app. Again, free and available on both platforms. But this does some crazy things. It will allow you to do SOS alerts. It will allow you to dial 911. And you can also have it stream live from where you are. And this is so sophisticated, you can have a special password like help or mommy or whatever you want it to be. And all you have to do is just say the word. You don't even have to be near your phone. It could be in your purse, in your pocket, sitting next to you, whatever. If you say that magic word, and let's just say it's hamburger, bam, it's going to dial 911. And this is a real must-have, absolute must-have device. It's great for online dating, for rideshare, Craigslist, extreme weather. You get the general idea. So this is a must-have app. There's no downside, none. I hope you never have to use it. But if you do, there it is. It's called You're Safe. Check this out. All right. Our next app is called Manuals Online. Now, I don't mean like my friend manual. I mean manuals, like tech manuals. So if you have a router or an old electrical drill or a computer or whatever it may be, and you can't find the manual, I use this, Manuals Online, and it has over 700,000 manuals. So it's free. It does a great job for most things. And if you look here, it has just an enormous catalog of pretty much you name it. Gas grills, outdoor fireplaces, music mixers, microphones, handheld TV, remote controls, power hammers, welders, home theaters, snow blowers, chainsaws, carrying cases. You get the general idea. So mark this down, Manuals Online. If you have subscribed to the show notes, I promise you they will go out this week, and you'll be able to check Manuals Online. All right, this next app is something for people who write letters, or even if you write emails or are doing any kind of publishing, perhaps producing websites, newsletters, marketing tools. You want to know about this site. It's called Unsplash. Unsplash is the internet source of freely usable image. Yeah, everything on this site is free. So you just conjure up what it is you want a picture of. Let me see. I'm going to pick up something really... let's try marbles, because I've lost mine. So there you go. There's a nice picture of a cat's eye marble. I used to love those things when I was a kid. Remember the big glass ones? Those things were awesome. So here's a bunch of pictures portraying marble. And you can use any one of these for free. So this is a cool website, and you never have to worry if you're infringing on anybody's copyrights, because everything on here is free. Why? Because there are a lot of creative artists who want to get their stuff exposed, and they feel that this is a way to do it. So it's a very nice site, and I would encourage you to use it. It's Photos for Everyone, called Unsplash. Now, here's another site that if you do any kind of writing, and everybody does, this will allow you to check your grammar using artificial intelligence. It will also act as a thesaurus. It will correct your sentences, and it will make your writing coherent. And there are a lot of folks out there who are not coherent. So if you're doing emails or projects or social media, you want to use this site. It's free. And what's nice about it is it's an applet. So if you're using the Chrome browser or other browsers, I'm using Chrome, all you have to do is click add, and it's totally free. And it will add Grammarly. That's the name of this, Grammarly, the Grammarly app. And you'll do your email or write your letter or whatever, and you click on Grammarly. It will drop down and it will look at what you're doing, and it will tell you you've misspelled things or your grammar is wrong, or suggest different ways of sentencing. So this is very nice. It's very free, highly, highly friendly. Try this out. I know you're going to like this, really. I use it. Another app, if you will. It's an app. This is a website. This is just a fabulous, fabulous website. It's called Just Watch. I might have mentioned this when it first came out, but now it's like operating on steroids. So get personal recommendations for movies and TV shows available on Netflix, Amazon Prime Video, Disney Plus, and many more. It will show you what's streaming, what you can get, what's available on what service, and all you got to do is click it, and away you go. This is very nice, and it's very smart, because it realizes what type of stuff you like. And this is good all over the world. You can see all the different countries, including New Zealand, if you're interested, that it will provide content for. So totally free. Also, it will show you new, which is nice. And as you can see, Netflix, Prime Video, Disney, Hulu, Amazon, HBO, Apple TV Plus, YouTube, Roku. It goes all over the place and shows you what you need to know, what's new, and then it will also show you what's popular, so what people are watching now. It will also allow you to do a watch list. So this is a very, very nice app if you've never used it. It's not an app, it's a web page. If you've never gone on to Just Watch, please check this out, justwatch.com. And again, this will be in the show notes. So if you're ever bored and don't know what to watch or what's cool or what's on or what's new or what's old, this is the site where you would go to, and it's like a one-stop shop. Very, very nice. And the last app, I have used this a countless number of times. This is totally free. And this will allow you to print any web page as a PDF. But what I like about it is it takes out all the ads. So that's nice. And this is an extension. You can install this on your browser. It's an applet, if you will. And it's plugins for WordPress, Blogger, all those things. But this will remove all the junk, all the ads and the little junky things that you don't want to waste your printer's ink on. And it will allow you to remove what it is you don't want to print on that particular page. So definitely a very, very nice app. Again, it's a web page, but it's an applet. So you've got to download this onto your browser and install it. It's totally free, but these apps are very nice. And They allow you to enhance your web experience for writing, creating all kinds of marketing tools, things of that nature. So I like the apps because they just load, the applets I call them, because they just load right into whatever browser you are using. And then you just go up on the top. Like I have a bunch of them here. I don't know if you can see them here. No. Let me switch back. Yeah, here they are here. So I have like my ad blocker here. I have like several ad blockers. I use Honey. Familiar with Honey? That makes sure that you're getting the best deals that there are out there. So I have my Honey applet, and I have my office up there. Cookie editor. Let's see. Email templates for Gmail. OnlyWire, which I use frequently. So these are a lot of things that I use all the time. And I don't have to go down here and pull them up and then click on them. I just go up on the top here of my browser, and this is where I have all those applets. So these are very user-friendly devices, if you will, that will allow you to enhance your web experience. And that, folks, is going to finish our show for tonight, and I will see everybody next Thursday night. Thank you so much for tuning in. See you next week.
The Gadget Professor is produced by Don Bain.
Multimedia Communications, LLC.
If you would like your product reviewed on The Gadget Professor or would like to appear on The Gadget Professor, contact us via email at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, guests, call-in listeners, or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. And thank you for watching The Gadget Professor.